All right. Morning, everybody. My name is Mauricio Tejera. And today I'm going to present part of my PhD research at Iowa State University. First, acknowledge the co-authors of my project, Nick Borsma, Andy Van Loek, Sotiris, Arkon Tullis, and Emily Heaton. And my funding sources, Iowa Energy Center, Leopold Center, and of course, Iowa State University Department of Agronomy. So, I would assume that this rationale is pretty well known for everybody in this room. There is an increased attention in perennial grasses, basically because they have the potential to improve social, economic, and environmental benefits. However, besides the well-known yield we have, which is pretty high, we may not be pretty sure about which is the best practice to get the best out of these crops. Precisely, today I'm going to focus in fertilizer, and more precisely, in nitrogen applications. So here I compile a list of different researches done about miscanthus. And what we can see here is that there isn't a conclusive. We have that different researches in different places, we have different responses. What is even more interesting in this case is that miscanthus is sterile, it's a clone, it has very little genetic variability. So what we are seeing here is an interaction between the environment and the management practice. Which leads to the question, what's going on? What other factors may be playing a role in these different experiments that we're not seeing? So our approach was, well, we are dealing with perennials here. And this means that the planting year may have a long-lasting effect on your yields. Also, what's going on with this response that we're seeing here towards the plant ages? And also, last but not least, we may be seeing that stand age and the year effect is also confounded. We could see, yeah, the third year is better, but how was the weather that day, that year? So what we did in Iowa State is they bring together this project, the long-term assessment of miscanthus productivity and sustainability LAMPS. This is a multi-site, long-term, large-scale study. We have three sites across Iowa with five nitrogen rates, three planting years, and four blocks and pretty large plots as to have mechanical harvest. So what I mean with these three planting years? We have five nitrogen rates from zero nitrogen all the way to 450 kilograms per hectare. We planted these last year. We planted these this year, and next year, we're going to plant it again. So what this means is that I'm going to have a lot of warming next year, but also that by next year we could have 3-year-old plant, 2-year-old plant, and 1-year-old plant. Hopefully with that we could untangle this standard age environmental variability. So this is data from 2015. And this is what we found in Ames, our central location. We found that, yeah, it seems that there is a nitrogen response. Perfect. However, this is what we found in the other locations. Back to square one. Different locations, different responses. So my question now is, what happened? How plants get to this final deal? Maybe it isn't about seeing the last chapter of this book, is reading the entire story and seeing how that happened. So the data set I'm going to present today is based on our central location and only for 2015, 2016. Planting years, meaning 1-year-old and 2-year-old stands. My approach was using the Montes equation of efficiency for light in this case. What we have is out of all the light, all the photons that are coming to our canopy, what is the proportion that are actually intercepted by our canopy? And then out of that interception, all out of those photons that are actually intercepted, what is the amount that is actually converted into biomass? With this, the objectives of my work were seeing how light interception efficiency and energy conversion efficiency vary between different standard ages, what is the effect that nitrogen have in these two efficiencies, and finally, if there is any interaction between the standard age and nitrogen effect. So for the first efficiency, light interception, how do we measure it? We got our canopy, we got all the photons from the sun, some of them will stay at the top of the canopy, they're gonna be intercepted and they will hit the ground. So with that, we measure above and below the canopy photosynthetically active radiation, and we get 1 minus the ratio of these two to get the interception. We measured this over 20 sample dates for both stand ages, 1 year and 2 years old stand, in 2016. And this is what we got. Here we have light interception across 2016 growing season. On the top part, we have the 2 year old stand and the dashed line for the 1 year old stand. And different nitrogen rates. Pay attention that the gray one is the zero nitrogen, and then the greener it is, the more nitrogen we applied. Important things to take home with this graph. First, we have different responses. That means that we have a completely different dynamic in what's going on with this canopy. Also mean that our 2 year old stand, close canopy, faster, had a maximum potential, a greater max interception. When we see what happened for each stand age at different nitrogen rates, we could see a trend that the more nitrogen we apply, we have a rapid response at the beginning of the growing season. While we don't see that, we don't see any difference across the 1 year old stand. So for the second energy conversion, how do we measure this? So we're talking about how much of all the energy that they capture from the sun is converted into biomass. What we're looking here is a rate, which could be estimated with the slope of this graph. We have above ground on the y-axis, the intercepted solar energy on the x-axis. So how do we get to this graph to then get the slope to get this energy conversion? We measure the incident solar energy across the growing season, and we multiply them by the interception that we got in the previous graph. Meaning now, out of all the photons we're getting, what is the proportion that that is actually intercepted? And these are the graph. We got blue lines for the 2 year old stand, yellow for the 1 year old stand. Then for the above ground biomass, we took random samples of stems times stem density, and then we adjust by energy conversion to compare apples on apples. This is what we got. And then finally, what we did to recover this graph was, well, instead of expressing each sample as time of the year, we did it as cumulative intercepted energy. And this is the graph we got. Blue dots for the 2 year old stand, yellow dots for the 1 year old stand. First thing, we see that the 2 year old stand is more efficient at converting energy into biomass, meaning that for the same amount of energy they're intercepting, the 2 year old stand gets more biomass, is able to produce more biomass out of it. When we see the 2 year old stand and different nitrogen rates, we can see that the zero nitrogen is less efficient. Again, for the same amount of light interception that they're getting, more nitrogen means more biomass above ground. What happened with the 1 year old stand? Nothing. We didn't see any difference in nitrogen for the 1 year old stand. So now, wrapping up all this story, what we see. First, light interception has a different response for the two stand ages. Then it's faster and has a higher potential for the 2 year old stand. We didn't see any difference in nitrogen effect for the 1 year old stand, while we do see a difference in the 2 year stand. Then for the energy conversions, no difference in 1 year stand. Yes, we have differences for the 2 year old stand. So, preliminary conclusions, ideas we are getting out of this. Well, the 1st year stand also has a shortened growing season. And also we could assume that they have low reserves and we don't see any natural effect in this one. However, when the growing season is longer, they have higher reserves, they have been in the field for a longer time, we are seeing a natural response. My idea with this, and I'm open to discuss it, is maybe there is another thing that is limiting our growth. It isn't only nitrogen. Maybe for the 1st year old stand, the limiting factor is light or thermal time. While for bigger stands, for older stands, they have a longer growing season, they have the light they need, so now nitrogen starts playing a role. With that, thank you very much, and now I think it's your turn. Thank you. Questions? Yes?
Can I ask about the history of these three sites before you planted this canopy?
Good question. So the first one, so all this data was based in Ames, and that was coming from continuous corn. What we have is, for the stuff that was planted, okay, you don't want to go. For the 1 year of stand that was coming from corn, in between that time, it was also corn. That's answer the question. Any more questions?